Prologue. Christopher Columbus landed first in the New World at the island of San Salvador, and after praising God, inquired urgently for gold. The natives, Red Indians, were peaceable and friendly and directed him to Haiti, a large island, nearly as large as Ireland, rich, they said, in the yellow metal. He sailed to Haiti. One of his ships being wrecked, the Haitian Indians helped him so willingly that very little was lost, and of the articles which they brought on shore, not one was stolen. The Spaniards, the most advanced Europeans of their day, annexed the island, called it Hispaniola, and took the backward natives under their protection. They introduced Christianity, forced labor in mines, murder, rape, bloodhounds, strange diseases, and artificial famine, by the destruction of cultivation to starve the rebellious. These and other requirements of the higher civilization reduced the native population from an estimated 500,000, perhaps 1,000,000, to 60,000 in 15 years. Las Casas, a Dominican priest with a conscience, traveled to Spain to plead for the abolition of native slavery. But without coercion of the natives, how could the colony exist? All the natives received as wages was Christianity, and they could be good Christians without working in the mines. The Spanish government compromised. It abolished the repartimientos, or forced labor, in law, while its agents in the colony maintained it in fact. Las Casas, haunted at the prospect of seeing before his eyes the total destruction of a population within one generation, hit on the expedient of importing the more robust Negroes from a populous Africa. In 1517, Charles V authorized the export of 15,000 slaves to San Domingo. And thus priest and king launched on the world the American slave trade and slavery. The Spanish settlement founded by Columbus was on the southeast of the island. In 1629, some wandering Frenchmen sought a home in the little island of Tortuga, 6 miles off the north coast of San Domingo, to be followed by Englishmen and Dutchmen from Santa Cruz. Tortuga was healthy, and in the forests of western San Domingo roamed millions of wild cattle which could be hunted for food and hides. To Tortuga came fugitives from justice, escaped galley slaves, debtors unable to pay their bills, adventurers seeking adventure or quick fortunes, men of all crimes and all nationalities. French, British, and Spaniards slaughtered one another for nearly 30 years. And the British were actually in possession of Tortuga at one time, but by 1659 the French buccaneers prevailed. They sought the suzerainty of France and demanded a chief and some women. From Tortuga they laid a firm base on San Domingo and moved there. To drive away these persistent intruders, the Spaniards organized a great hunt and killed all the bulls they could find in order to ruin the cattle business. The French retaliated by the cultivation of cocoa, then indigo and cotton. Already they knew the sugarcane. Lacking capital, they raided the English island of Jamaica and stole money and 2,000 Negroes. French, British, and Spaniards raided and counter-raided and burnt to the ground. But in 1695, the Treaty of Ryswick between France and Spain gave the French a legal right to the western part of the island. In 1734, the colonists began to cultivate coffee. The land was fertile. France offered a good market. But they wanted labor. In addition to Negroes, they brought whites, the engagés, who would be freed after a period of years. So little did they bring the Negroes because these were barbarous or black, that the early laws prescribed similar regulations for both black slaves and white engagés. But under the regimen of those days, the whites could not stand the climate. So the slavers brought more and more Negroes, in numbers that leapt by thousands every year, until the drain from Africa ran into millions.